Hi, and welcome back to I'm a Happy Enchilada. And if this is your first time with us, thanks for tuning us in. I'm Don Culver, and I'll be your host. And today, we take a deep dive into individualism. I found a lot of things about individualism online that I think you might find interesting or even relate to in your own life. Or maybe will open your eyes to someone else in your life, perhaps a friend, significant other, or family member that may be living an individualistic life. So now, let's get started on our topic, shall we? A definition of individuality is the quality of character of a particular person or thing that distinguishes them from others of the same kind, especially when strongly marked. And what defines your individuality? Well, individuality is built upon the principle of being self-reliant. You own your own mind and your own life. Why is individuality a good thing, you ask? Well, there are various advantages associated with individualism, such as creativity, innovativeness, diversity of views, and ability to solve problems. It improves self-confidence, self-actualization, and resilience. And why is individuality so important? It is important to foster individuality, for only the individual can produce the new ideas. Ideas propel individuals to innovate, use creativity, and problem-solving skills. Ideas enable individuals to approach complex problems with various perspectives and possibilities. So, what is the cause of individuality? In the past century, arguments have often favored one or the other of the two extremes. Either the nurture view, that is, the belief that differences in behavior are caused almost exclusively by our upbringing, or the nature view, which holds that individual differences are rooted in each person's pre-wired brain. Whoa! Well, I know that I am definitely pre-wired. And now you ask, how can I improve my individuality? Well, you can start by taking risks. Don't be afraid to take risks and try new things, whether it's starting a new hobby, taking a class, or pursuing a new career. Stepping out of your comfort zone can help you discover new aspects of yourself and embrace your individuality. Now, walking the road of individuality can be a long and arduous road with many pitfalls along the way. Not everyone makes it to the end. So, what may kill one's individuality? Well, conformity kills one's individuality, creativity, and the ability to think and act on one's own. Society writes out these rules and standards that they hold everyone to, as if they are building a character for a movie or a book. It kills our imperfection and who we are as a person. So next, why is losing individuality bad? Well, when people lose the all-important feeling of individuality, they forget about their potential as a human being. They lose sight of their passions and fall short of realizing their true calling in life. This dismemberment of the individual and slicing up of dreams is what is plaguing our society today. Now, if you feel like you've slipped into losing your identity in your relationship, for instance, there are ways to regain your sense of self, such as identifying and communicating your needs honestly, making time for healthy habits, hobbies, and friends, and being true to your authentic self. Or if you're needing to regain your individuality after a major life change, here's some great ways to help you make that happen. First, allow yourself time to grieve. It may be normal, but it still hurts. Think about other things that have shaped your identity. Think about who you would like to be in the future, and try defining yourself in terms of what you love. Well, that's all I've got. So until next time, God bless, and be a happy enchilada. Bye.